Okay, gentlemen, let's go. Okay, I want to explore with you the sugya of Esther, Esther Karka Olam, a very, very, very famous sugya, very, very fascinating sugya, very lumdish sugya, and then hopefully, time permitting, we'll be able to tie it back into Aramban and Balamor, and then we'll be done. Okay, so the Gemara here is troubled that we have a din that on certain averos, you have to give up your life, you have to give up your life. There are two sets, more than two sets, but one type of avera is the big three. As you all know, the big three, you have to give up your life if you violate those averos. Apparently in the hierarchy of things, these are so chomer that you have to give up your life. Then there's regular averos. Regular averos, a cheeseburger. Someone puts a gun to your head and says, he's a cheeseburger. You don't have to give up your life unless... unless he tells you, eat the cheeseburger in public. If he tells you, I want you to go to Times Square, and I'm going to put a gun to your head and announce to the world that you don't care about religion, and therefore, and it's Befar Hesia, then you have to give up your life, even for Chil Shabbos, for a cheeseburger, etc., even a regular Aver. So in this context, the Gemara says how much is called farhesia, how much is considered to be public. The Gemara says 10 people. If you do it in front of 10 people, that's called public. And then the Gemara asks the following question. How is it that Esther could marry and be with Ahasuerus? She was a married woman, and who knew she was gonna, what does a queen do with the king? Everyone knows what the queen does with the king, and what the king does with the queen, and therefore Esther Fahasya Havya. She was doing this Avera in the public sphere, and since it was being done in the public sphere, she should have given up her life. How could she go ahead and do this and not give up her life? In other words, what is the Gemara basically saying? What was Esther's problem? Why should she have given up her life? Was she tier one, big three, or tier two, farhesia, public? She was tier two, farhesia. And the Gemara gives a couple of answers. Amar Abaye, Esther karka olam haisa. Well, it's only a problem with farhesia if you're doing something bekumba asay. You're getting up and doing something. If you're doing something in a passive fashion, so then that is not a chil Hashem. You're being under duress, you're passive, that's not called Chil Hashem. And the other answer is, if they're doing it, if whoever was doing it caused you to eat the cheeseburger because he wants you to reject your religion, then you have to give up your life. But if the only reason he's doing it is what's called Hanos Atzman, he's doing it for his own pleasure. Ahasuerus was not interested in, he was into his own pleasure. And therefore, that also is not a cause to give up your life. Ad kan divrei ha-Gemara. So comes along the Taisus and all the Rishonim and ask a very fundamental question. Was Esther a married woman? Yeah. Yes, she was. If she's a married woman, then her big problem is not only the fact that she did Shara Averos, the other 6-10, Defarhesia, but she was actually doing what? They was doing big three, she was doing Gilei Arayos, and therefore she should have to give her life up for that. That's the Kasha Tos. Let's see Tos inside. So Tos is what? Even not Defarhesia, big three. So says the Halagatosis. Vaha Esther Farhesia Havatema. Da Hava Leila Akshuye Arayos Havya. You should have asked, not because of Farhesia, but Arayos Havya. The wrote Sabin Amarasa Lukuyama Yahar Valyavar. Ukamo King Kosha. There's a similar Sugi Masek as Tsubas Dav Gimel, where the Gemara has a description over there that there was this fellow called the Hegmon. And any Basula who was getting married, she had Erisin. Before she got married, she had to stop off at the Greek governor. And the Greek governor did what? Yeah, and therefore, and then she got married. So the Gemara says, how can you go ahead and allow that to happen? How could they allow that to happen? After all, she was a, it's Gilei Arayos. It's what? The Hegmon, the governor, the Gentile, and he would, That's in Ksuvis. Ukamo King Kosbe, Ksuvis, the armor, the Ikat Snuos, and these Snuos, the Masri Nafshayu, they would give up, they would be Mosa Nefesh. The Gemara says, religious, so just tell them, Ones Shari. No, you're being raped, it's not with your will. So the Gemara says, my Kusha, Hashapra Abdin, they did the right thing by giving up their life. It's Yahar Val Yavor, so why are you saying it's okay? Mishum Gilei Arayos. Okay, we're going to focus on Esther. So Gemara says, how could she do what, Tos says, how could she do what she did? After all, she was? Gilei Arayos. Yeah, you should see, Gilei Arayos, she gave up her life. Why are you asking for Hesia? Big three. Okay, the Tirates Rabbeinu Tam. So comes Rabbeinu Tam, let's go Binyamin. Comes on Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam says, De'ein chayavin misa al bi'ilas ove kochavim. Ooh. Ahasuerus was a who? Was a guy. The Hegemon was a who? Was a guy. And as a result, in Chayav Misa Bilas of Kav Mishum Rachmana Afkare Lazarin. Whoa. The Torah made the Zera, the seed of the guy, like Hefker. To Ove Kochavim, Kedamir Pergnosis Anusa, Dixiv, as Meir said earlier, Dixiv Vizaranta, Vizirma Susim Vizirmasam, their Zera is like Susim. And as a result, what? What kind of Avera is this?
It's just Kilia Bestiality
is a terrible Avera. It's a terrible Avera. But is it Kilia Raias? It's not Kilia Raias. So comes along Rabbeinu Tam in Teretz number one and says, Bias Akum is what? Is an Avera Chamura. But is it Kilia Raias?
No.
Just like Bias Behemah is not Kilia Raias, so too Bias Akum. Yafe. Then comes along Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam teaches us, ooh, based on this, there was a lady. There was a lady who was not so from. Not so from. And she was married. And she committed adultery. With whom? With a non-Jew. And she fell in love with her non-Jewish paramour. And she also got very, very frum. So she became a balas tshuva, and she said to her paramour, I want you to convert to Judaism. So he converted to Judaism, she dropped her husband, and they wanted to get married. Is that allowed? So says Rabbeinu Tam. Now, some halachas. What are the consequences of Gilui Arayos? The three core consequences. What are the consequences of Gilui Arayos? One.
You can't go back to your husband, right?
Okay, one is Asur Labal. You're not allowed to go back to your husband. Number two is Asur Laboel. You're not allowed to live with the person you committed adultery with. Isser Le Boel. And number three is Yechayv Misa. Yechayv Misa. Assuming there are Adam and all that, but it's an Isser Chom.
What are the point of the first two then?
If they're Adam and Hasra. If there's no Adam and Hasra, you still have an Isser Le Baal, Isser Le Boel, but you're not, you need Adam. So the Isser Le Baal is extant. So if a woman commits adultery, her husband has to divorce her. Period. Nikuda. So comes along this case. Woman's married, sleeps with a guy, Chayzeres Betshuva, drops her husband, the guy converts, can they go ahead and get married? So Rabbeinu Tam says, no problem. Why no problem? Because is this Gilui Arayos? Why not? Because he's a guy. And Bias Guy is not called Gilui Arayos. If it's not Gilui Arayos, is there an Isser Laboel? There's no Isser Laboel. So once he converts and she divorced her husband, can she go ahead and marry him?
Yeah. Even if there was Gilui Arayos, wouldn't the fact that he converted, I guess, change things? Like, does it change?
There is a Balamor that says maybe the reason is it's totally separate Svara, and that is Gershin Iskar Kachanola Dami. He's reborn. He's a new person. And maybe that's what allows. There is such a sheet in Rishonim, but we're going to stick with Tosis. Okay. So far, so good? Yafe. Now, watch this. V'Rabbeinu Tam, so let's see this inside. Mitokachai, Rabbeinu Tam, l'hater basyo shemira ubole over kokom v'shum nizgayer ima l'kan v'yadus de lo shag l'memer echa l'boel b'bias over kokom d'havya k'bias behema. Yafe. So right now, where are we? We have Rabbeinu Tam says Bias Akum is Kebias Behema, and therefore the case of Isha Shehimira is Muteres Le Boel. They're allowed to get married. Yafet? Now, Himira went off the Derech, came back on the Derech. rebelled, came back. Good? Dumin! Don't you miss this?
Yeah.
Isn't this a blast? Totally. Okay. Excuse me? You think? You think? Oh my gosh. You know, Okay, watch this. Comes along the Rivam, and the Rivam asks 1, 2, 3 kashas on Rabbeinu Tam. V'hiksha Rabbeinu Yitzchak ben Rabbi Mordechai de'al korchach bias akum nesra lebal. I'm going to show you 3 sugyas where as a result of bias akum there is an iser lebal. If a woman sleeps with a what? With a Gentile, it is Gilui Arayos. How do I know it's Gilui Arayos? Because she's not allowed to go back to her husband. I'll give you 3 rayas. Raya number 1. Hikshav eni yitzvaya de alkar bias akam nesobal kidamina. Number 1. Hasam deika prutzos. Hasam deika prutzos. So you don't know that Gemara, but the mayor does. Mayor does. It's the Gemara Ksuvos. So there were certain women. That were really, really frum. They, when this Hegmon, this Gentile, wanted to sleep with them, they said, no way. And they would have given up their lives. They would have given up their lives. The Gemara says, well, just tell them that Ones is Shari. And the Gemara says, yeah, but there'll still be an Isser Le Baal. So that Gemara indicates they'll still, even though the Hegmon is a goy, they'll still be an Issel Baal. So that's one Gemara, okay? Don't worry about the details. I want to get the Issel. Number 2, Ha'isha Shenech B'sha B'dei Akum. If a woman is captured by the Gentiles, and they're a murderous band of Gentiles, Al Yedei Nefashos, we can assume what happened over there with this woman. What can we assume? Well, if they're going to kill her and she's still alive, we can assume that something happened. And therefore, Asura Labaila. She's what? She's Asura Labaila. Why is she Asura Labaila? Because what? Because they slept with her. So she's Asura Labaila. What are they? The Gentiles. And lastly, Kasher avadati mi beis abo kach avadati mimcha. What's that referring to?
Esther.
Esther slept with who? Achashverosh. And she was an Eish Hazish. And now she's asked to who? To Mordechai. So what do you see over here? Alma legabe baila lo chashiva bias ove kocham ke bias behema. You can't tell me it's Bias Behema because she's also to her husband. Vigam lekuhuna nifseles but Biaso. If she slept with a goy, this is a real live din, counselor. Be careful. This is a real live din. If a woman slept with a goy, if a woman slept with a goy, and now she's chayzeres b'tshuva. She does real tshuva. And then she meets Kunstler. And like, wow. What could be better than that? Is Kunstler allowed to marry her?
No.
He's not allowed to marry her. As much as he would love to. She's gavaldic. And he's gavaldic. It's a shidduch made in heaven, but it's not made in heaven. It's made in Gehenna. Why? Because she did what? She was Nivala. She had relations with a psul. Who's the psul? The guy. Now, if Binyamin's future happened to have relations with a sus, no problem. No problem. She's fully available to Binyamin. However, Bias Goy is a psul kahuna. Now, Rabosa, I want to tell you, this is a real issue. This is a real issue, la halacha, because you have, Baruch Hashem, many fine balas tshuva, who have a past. And now they fall in love with a kohen. This is a real issue, la halacha. But what you see from here is that v'gam l'kuna nifsel b'yaso, af api shabiyas behema enter nifseles, de'ein znus l'behema, k'damina perek abal yivimto, de'zari dovi kocham da'av graf modeling in chayis. So when we say Bias Akum is called Bias Behema, what do we really mean by that? When a woman has Bia with a guy, and they have children, are the children Jewish? The answer is they're Jewish. Why? Because the Yichus, when she sleeps with this guy, the Yichus does not follow the guy. Why does the Yichus not follow the guy? Because he's a status of Bias Behema. But for example, if a Bas Kohen marries a Yisrael, what are their children? Yisrael or Kohanim? Yisrael. When it's a Jew, where does the Yichus follow? The Yichus follows the Baal. But when it's a Gentile with a Jewess, since his bia is a degraded bia, shall we say? The yichus follows the mother. But is it still Gilei Arayis, says Rabbeinu Tam? Says the Rivam? Says Rivam, it's Gilei Arayis. It's Gilei Arayis. And therefore, Aval bia sova kochav lo afkere, it's not hefker. The kim dines lebal, asura leboel. All these indicate that there's an iser lebaal. And then, kishen sha'aser lebaal, aser leboel. She's aser to also who? Aser to the boel. And if she's aser to the boel, back to this case of Isha Shehimira. What's going to be the din of this woman who committed adultery, dropped her husband, he converted, she became a Baal Shuva, can they get married? No. Answer is no. Why? Because Kishem Sha'asa, this is not Bias Behema, this is a real Bia. And Kishem Sha'asa Labal Asa Le? Hello? Leboel. And now says the Rivam, Hadra Kushi Leduchta, which means, so why is it that Esther could go ahead and be with Achashverosh? Okay. Now, Rabosai, who presented the stronger case over here? The Rivam or the Rabbeinu Tam? Pashtus, the Rivam has a slam dunk case. To say that, be as much as you like to make jokes, to say that Bias Akum is Bias Behema is very, very difficult thing to say. It's a schwer thing to say. Like, he's a human being. He's a human being. She's an Eish Hazish. It looks like Gilei Arayis. There's an Isser Labal. Kishem Shas Labal Os Laboel. So how in the world can Rabbeinu Tam say what he's saying? What is, did Rabbeinu Tam know how to learn? Did he not know these Gemaras? He didn't know how to learn. He knew how to learn. So watch this. What did the Rabbeinu Tam say, and what did he not say? What do these Gemaras that are mustered by the Rivam all say? No, they don't say asur labal, asur labal. What do they say? What do they say? That if you have, was Esther asur to what? Esther was asur to Mordechai. With these prutzos, if they committed the deed, would they have been asur to their husbands? This woman who was captured by the goyim and forced to sleep with them, was she asur to her husband? Absolutely. Asur labal. Absolutely, Issur Labal. Yes, yes, yes. Issur Labal. Did these Gemaras say anything about an Issur Laboel? What was the assumption being made by the Rivan? If there's an Issur Labal, then A, it must be what? It must be what? Gimel Ayin. It must be what? It must be Gilerais. If she's Osir to her husband, what's generating the Issur? The Issur is Gilerais. Does Bias Behema generate an Issur Labal? It doesn't generate Issur Labal. Does Bias Akum generate an Issur Labal? What's the difference between Bias Behema and Bias Akum? Pashtus. Bias Behema is? It's a big Avera. It's deviant behavior, but it's not Gilerais. Bias Akum, Lechora, says Rivam is Gilui. Arise. Did any Gemara say it's Gilui arise? All the Gemara says is that it's Asur Labal. So you know what Rabbi Tam is going to say? Yeah, I agree. It generates an Issur Labal. When that woman slept with that guy, and now he converts and they want to marry, are they allowed to get married? What did he say? They're allowed to. Because he's what? He's not the Baal, he's the Boel. Can she go back to her husband?
No.
Nope. Why? Why can't she? Because there's an Issur Laboel, but not an Issur Labal. And the Issur Labal and Issur Laboel are not codependent. You can fracture and separate the Issur Labal from the Issur Laboel. There is an Issur Labal, not an Issur Laboel. Why, how, what's pshat? To understand the idea, and then to bring it home, I want to learn with you a halach in Shulchan Aruch. This is the key, famous, famous, famous Maharik. Open up source number 5. It'll bring us into the Binyan Sion. It'll take us into Esther. And somehow, miraculously, it might even bring us into the Ramban. Says the Mechaber. Gedola, the Ramah. Gedola shizansa b'shogeg. A woman had znus b'shogeg. Stop right there. Married woman. How do you have znus b'shogeg? How do you do it? Like, how does that happen? How does that happen? B'shogeg. There's two possible ways it could happen.
You thought someone was your husband that wasn't
actually. Yafe. Is the fella you're with, the fella you're with, he's going, shall we say, Purim style. He's wearing masks. You think, you firmly believe, I mean, it happened before, Rachel and Leah. Yaakov thought he was with Rachel, turned out to be Leah. You think he's your husband, and the morning after, holy smokes, this is not what I thought. That's a case of shogeg. That's one example. Can you think of another example of shogeg? One mistake is what I'll call a mistake of fact, mistake of identity. That's a shogeg. You have another example? Let me give you one.
Yeah.
You think that the man you are with is the Mashiach. You think he's Eliyahu HaNavi. Meaning to say, you think erroneously that this is mutter. You don't know. In this case, you know he's not your husband. You know full well he's not your husband. But you think this is 100% permissible. And you're wrong. Are you blameworthy for that?
Yes.
No. Why would you blame? You don't have a what lawyers will call a mens rea. You do not have a criminal intent. You think it's mutter. You thought it's your husband. So listen to this psak of the Rambam. Duman?
Is this
for a woman.
What? I didn't say you were, but you're not sitting straight.
Is this only for a woman or also a man?
A woman! Men are different. Men are allowed to marry more than one wife, so it's a little more complicated. So says the Rambam, Gedola shezanta bishoge. What's your case? Shesavra shebailahu. She thinks the guy she's with is her husband. V'huacher. And it's someone else. Listen to what the Mechaber says. Muteres labailah. There's no isser laba. Aval zonsa shesavra shemuter lezanos. But let's say she thinks it's mutter to have znus. Maybe in this case, he's Eliyahu Navi. Maybe she's saving the Jewish people. Maybe she just never learned any better. She doesn't know. Have kemezida. She's like a mezid. The Asura Labaila Yisroya. And she's asa to husband. Asa to husband. What is the distinction? Why in the first case, where she thinks it's her husband, she's Muteres Labaila, and in the second case, where she doesn't know it's Aser, she never knew it's Aser. She knows it's not her husband, but she thinks it's Muteres. She's Aser to her husband. What's the chilak?
In the second case, is it talking about where she thinks it's her husband also or not?
She thinks what?
In the second case, does she think it's her husband also or
not? No, she knows it's not her husband.
Right. Yeah, so by the first case, she thought it was her husband.
Right.
Would be okay. But by the second case, she knew that she wasn't doing it. She knew it wasn't with her husband. Even though she thought it was with her, she knew it still wasn't with her husband.
I understand.
Which would be why we asked.
So why is it?
I understand. That's correct. You have described the Rama accurately.
So what's the question?
What's the split?
Why?
What's the logic? I understand that's the split. But what's the split? What's the lot? What's the logic? Yeah, Kimmel.
The first one happened, the mistake happened during the Maisa, and the second one, the mistake happened in Svara.
Okay, yeah, good.
Maybe you could say that there's a loyalty thing. Like
loyalty.
She wasn't betraying her husband.
Very good. Okay, yeah, fair. That's a good word. That's a good word. You're saying the same idea, but it's a little... Betrayal is a good word. Betrayal. Rebellion. The Isser Labaal is a function of marital betrayal. It's not a function of the core Maisa Avera. It's a function of betrayal, or a rebellion, so to speak. Not about the mens rea. But did this woman have a willful, consensual relationship with a man she knew not to be her husband? She did. That consensual, willful relationship with a man she knows not to be her husband fractures the marriage. Automatic. Per se. She went into this act understanding he's not her husband and did it willfully. She didn't understand the consequences. She didn't realize it was a maisa of Gilui Arayos, but she did it willfully. In the first case, did she do an act of znus willfully with a person she knew not to be her husband?
No.
She thought it was her husband. She made a mistake, but she thought it was her husband. That's not called betrayal. Says the Ma'arik, says the Ramah, that is what generates the Isser Labah. Now, is she going to be necessarily chayv misa for this action?
No.
But it will fracture the marriage. That is the basis for the Rabbeinu Tam. One second. That, what? Because the Issa Leboel requires culpability, requires mens rea, requires a criminal mind. She doesn't have that. She thinks it's mutter. So she's mutter to the boel. But to the baal, she's betrayed the baal. She's betrayed the sanctity of this narrow the relationship, and that severs the relationship. Memela. Is bias akum bias behema? It is. Says Rabbeinu Tam. It is. But does it generate an issue about? Of course it does. All these Gemaras say what? What do they say? There's an issel habah. Does that mean it's Gili Arayas?
No.
It's not Gili Arayas. But did she engage in a consensual relationship with someone she knew not to be her husband? Did Esther do that?
Yeah.
Esther did it. Did this woman, in order to save her life, did she do that? Yes, she did. Did the Prutzos, they would have done that to save their lives, and therefore it generates a what? Isser le? Isser le ba. Does it generate isser le ba?
No.
No. Is it gili arayis?
No.
That's the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. That's the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. There's an isser le ba, but it's not called gili arayis. Why? Because bias akum is bias behema. But bottom line, is he a behema? Is this guy a behema?
No.
He's not a behema. He's a human being. Yes, as far as certain other halachas, it might have a certain status bias behema, but he's a human being. And she engaged in a willful act with a human being, that severs the relationship. It doesn't mean there's nisla boel, and it doesn't mean there's a what? There's a... doesn't mean there's gili arayis. Now. How does this going to apply to our little lady in Poland? Pashup shat asalaba. The simple pshat is asalaba. Why? Because she engaged in a consensual, willful act. Now, the Binyan Siyan tries to go through a lot of hoops to create a heter. But the pashup shat is asalaba. And in light of the foregoing, I would like to then quickly now go back to Kilas Yaakov. Yeah, what do you got, Moshe?
I just wanted to ask, why is that considered?
Again, there's different types of duress. There's duress of what I will call rape. Rape means she doesn't have a choice. She's being raped. That's called a duress that she's not doing anything. Rape is not this. That's not betrayal. But if a guy says, I'm going to put a gun to your head, or says, I'm going to kill all these people unless one woman gives herself over to me, and one woman steps up and says, I'll give myself over to you. And she, that's not called rape. That's called what I'll call duress under the circumstances. Duress of the circumstances. She's coming forward willfully. She's engaged in act willfully. The circumstances are pressing her into that situation. That was Esther. That's exactly what Esther is. That's what these other stories are. And that already might be a consent. That might be a betrayal. That might be called a willful consensual act. Yeah, Benjamin?
Can't you make a distinction between the case of where the guy faked being Eliyahu and the case of Esther, where Esther and Mordecai together decided that she was the one...
A husband cannot... that's a good point, but a husband cannot waive the sanctity of the marriage. That's not subject to waiver. That's something that is... the husband, a couple cannot say, you know what, we'll get involved in... what do they call it?
Swapping.
Yeah, swapping. That's not an option. That's not an option. The husband does not have the right to waive the sanctity and kedusha of the relationship. Okay, let's now quickly flip. We have 5 minutes. Let's flip into the Kilos Yaakov. So I'm going to start with Ulam, paragraph Ulam, second paragraph. So the Kilos Yaakov writes as follows. Ulam, L'shitas haramban zal, shevi aran, degam b'shavis mutul amul, Afal pisha al yedei ze ye ones, and achar kach lechal Shabbos machmas puk nefesh mishum de bikuach nefesh hu didachi. The ein lemitzel ashaita. So Ramban says, do the mila, ein lemitzel ashaita, and afterwards you worry about what? You worry about hot water. The kaver de asa b'mitzas mila ein lachush mashiyukem lechal Shabbos mitok ones to bikuach nefesh. In Cain, if that's true, lichora hachanami beEster. Esther Hamalka, what was she doing over here? She was in it because she loved Achashverosh? Chas v'shalom. Sha'atzka batzalas nefashos chal Yisrael. Amai lo nachshov ha'maisa de'achrakach ones gomor. She married Achashverosh to save the Jewish people. Afterwards, what did he do? He put a gun to her head and said, I'm going to kill you unless you sleep with me. And she couldn't refuse. So what's the din? Why doesn't the Rabban say that? That's ones. Ones Rachmana Patre. She should be allowed to live with her. With her Baal. So this is the Yesod that the Ramban explains. That the Kilas Yaakov explains to the Ramban. Venire. Bazet. Dil'inyin lesser al baila shiny. The Israel Baila is different. The Masha Anusa Muteres Mish Labaila. When a woman is raped, is she allowed to go back to her husband? Yes. Why? Mishum shame ones. However, what's called rape? What's called rape? When's it called rape? Now this is a horrible thing I have to say. I don't mean this at all. It's so horrible that I'm gonna not record this. V'kol shemevia atzma lidei ones. If she brings it about, lo chashav ones. It's not called ones. Why was she doing this? Why was she doing this? Why was she doing this? Hello? Was this orchestrated? It was part of a plan. And kevin shemitzona hevia ha'ones aleha. She got married to help save Klal Yisrael. This was part of something orchestrated. And therefore, is she engaged in, quote-unquote, Maharik Ramaz? Is this called betrayal? The answer is yes. It's not betrayal in the sense of, like, yeah, Mordechai, of course, was in on everything else. But did she engage in what she understood to be a willful, consensual process of Bia with Achashverosh in order to save Jewish people? The answer is yes. And if that's true, then it's not Gilei Arayos. But what is it? Aslaba. But that's not the same as our Sugya. In our Sugya, when you're going ahead and doing the Bris Milan Shabbos, good, you have a Bris Milan Shabbos, and now what? And now you need hot water. You know what you have right now in front of you? You have a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah in front of you? No, be after the mitzvah meal. You know you have mitzvah. Now you have a mitzvah of pikuach nefesh. So he says, "I'm a p'tur v'atir the pikuach nefesh." Enemy time ones. It's not a p'tur ones. Enemy time the mitzvah is pikuach nefesh. No kashalach. Rachmana sharia. Diksiv achaybem. V'nimsa. Kesha maybe the day pikuach nefesh ain't a goring. He's not causing lasos iser. He's not causing lasos iser. Because when you're going ahead and saving the baby, you're not involved in iser. What are you involved in? A mitzvah of a chaybam. El agorim laso she'isr yehei heter. Very poshut agorim she'ehei etzlo asei ba'ofen she'ah asei dokalot asei desori. Are you allowed to go ahead and wear a garment of tzitzis that has kilayim on it? Of course you are. Why? Because the mitzvah is now gorim that there is no iser. It's just mitzvah. In other words, when Esther went ahead, when he's heating up the water, what's involved now? Is this nisr or is it a heter? It's a heter. But by Esther, Avamasha, and last paragraph, Avamasha anusa muteres labaila. If a woman is raped, is she allowed to be with her husband? Is she allowed to go back to her husband? Rape? The answer is yes. Why? Why? Because. Because what? There was no betrayal. Aval Mashan who's mitzvah labayla lo mitam lo of the isura he. Shari afilu ktana labas onshin mikol makom das ha Rambam zahi dekol shahaya biratzon neeseres ein shom etc. And this is the Maharik I was quoting etc. Kufayin vav, which is not the right simon. The ikar haheter labayla ino ella machmas ones. The kol shemevia atzmali de ones ain zeh next of ones. Faraisi chiluk zeh be because never zeh ones kanal b'shem goyim mikutna etc. In other words, bottom line: why is the Esther case not going to be a problem for the Ramban? Because in the Esther case, is that a case of ones? Was she raped? She was not raped. She was engaged. Now, is she Gilei Rais? She's not Gilei Rais. But what is she? She is? She's also a Baal. Because did she engage in this with an element of willfulness? The answer is yes. And therefore, that's what generates the Isla Baal. According to the Ramban, the whole step of the way, has Ramban to look at the case of Mila? Mila, was that a mitzvah?
Yeah.
Yes. Now, what's in front of you? An aver of cooking, or rather a mitzvah of a chaybahem? It's a mitzvah of a chaybahem. According to Ramban, the whole thing is mitzvah. Ain't lechel shaita, just to keep doing mitzvahs. It's not the case of Esther. Esther, yes, her agenda, her big picture agenda was Hatzalas Klal Yisrael. And therefore, did she do the right thing? She did the right thing. But the right thing involved what? A willful betrayal of the marital bond, and that's what generates the Isla Baal. That's Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, that's the Ma'arik, that's the end of the Sugya, sort of. We didn't do the Rivam. The second Shita in Tesis. So you'll let me know tomorrow if you want to continue and wrap this up in light of Esther Hamalka and understand the balance of her story, or we can go back to Shabbos, or we can go to what Eugene wants to do. Have an excellent day.